White House correspondent, the one, the only, John Decker. In San Francisco, the streets of San Francisco, high stakes summit, big day. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning to you. Yeah, in just a few hours, President Biden will be meeting with his counterpart from China, President Xi Jinping, their second face-to-face meeting since last November when they met at the G20 summit in Indonesia. I was at that meeting, and I'll be at this meeting as well. The president has a lot of items on the agenda for today. I think it's going to last a lot longer than last year's meeting, which lasted 3 hours. You have security, cybersecurity, trade issues. You have the issue of the huge influx of fentanyl coming into the U.S. And then you have two wars to discuss, Russia's war against Ukraine, Israel's war against the terrorist group Hamas. You have climate issues. And in addition, always on the agenda, human rights in China. So a lot to discuss from the U.S. perspective.
Yeah, literally two wars going on, a lot of back and forth. John Decker, what's the overall scene like in San Francisco? I did read on the local TV media that they had to clean up some of that area downtown a little bit before the summit, especially around the Fisherman's Wharf and some of the areas. But what's it like? What's the scene like there?
Well, I'm at one of the hotels where a number of the delegations that will be attending the APEC summit are staying. A lot of security, as you can imagine, around here. And you can actually walk in the neighborhood. It's a very high-end area where I'm staying at the Grand Hyatt, not far from the convention center where the media filing center is located. We're actually going to be bused to the location. We don't know where it's going to be, where this summit's going to be in a few hours. And the president will have a solo press conference, Jack, at the conclusion of his press conference. I'll be attending that as well. So long day on tap for the president. This is a meeting really to stabilize relations between the U.S. and China. You remember where things were at the beginning of the year after that Chinese spy balloon incident. Things are in a lot better place right now, and they want to improve and mend those relations even more as a result of this meeting.
All right, John Decker, safe day, and we'll talk with you real soon. Good morning, New Hampshire.
Thank you, Jack.
Pulse of NH, our own White House correspondent. Thank you, John. Live in San Francisco.